Yes, good morning to you all. This is Daniel King with the Daily Inspiration. Another beautiful morning that the Lord has given us. I would just like to speak from this morning on some of the things that I see in the character of Jesus Christ that I've been appreciating. A safeguard that we have as the Lord watches over us. He will continually be striving to expose the things that stand between us and God. And the same is also true with our enemy, our adversary, the devil. He will try to cover things up and hide things. And the things that stand between us and God, he will try to keep hidden from our own eyes and from our sight. So we have this battle going on between the one who loves us and the one who hates us, the one who wants our good and our best, and the other who wants to see us destroyed. And so one of the things that I see here is that it's not always easy to walk in that way. It's not always easy to walk hand in hand with Jesus because there's really not a lot of room for a hidden agenda or a hidden motive. And the illustration I'd like to use here this morning is the example there with Peter when they were in the Garden of Gethsemane, and Jesus was about to be taken by his enemies. There's a scene there that caught my attention recently that just really made me have a new appreciation for Jesus Christ. I have often wondered why Jesus asked for a sword there when they were, just before Jesus was taken, Jesus asked for a sword. They had just come through the Last Supper, and Jesus was out on the mountain there praying. His disciples were falling asleep, and many of you probably know the story. But before that, before they went out on the mountain, just after the supper, before they went out there in the garden, Jesus asked if they have a sword. And he even said, if you don't, go and sell a change of clothing that you have with you and buy one. So he basically said, we've got to have a sword in our possession. And I've often wondered, why did he say that? Because you know, it seemed pretty obvious from his 3.5 years of teaching that he was teaching against carrying a sword. And even John the Baptist, you know, he basically said that to the soldiers who were carrying them, he said, do violence to no one. And, you know, that if you just take that in and of itself, you would have no use for a sword. So why carry a sword if you never use it? And so, and also Jesus with his teaching of sending them out as sheep among wolves and with his teaching on Matthew 5 of returning good for evil and not repaying evil for evil and all those things. And now all of a sudden here Jesus was saying, we've got to have a sword. And so I pondered over that already. And here recently, I saw something there. And you know how Jesus would communicate with Peter from time to time and would just ask him, would draw him out. And each time Jesus did that, Peter was very sure of himself. You know, even just a little bit before that, Jesus was explaining to Peter how he's going to be, taken, how he's going to suffer, and how he's going to be, his life is going to be taken. And then even he made a suggestion that Peter's going to deny him. And basically Peter said, even though I die with you, I will not deny you. In other words, Peter was very clearly saying that he's ready to give his life for the gospel's sake. He was very sure of himself. There was no hesitation. And in his mind, he believed that he's ready to give his life for the sake of the gospel. The problem that Jesus, knowing Jesus and him having the ability to look into the hearts of men, he saw something in Peter that he desperately wanted Peter to see himself. In other words, he saw that Peter has this in his head, and it's in his determination, but it was not fully in his heart. This thing of not retaliating, this thing of doing good to his enemies, Jesus saw that it's not quite clear in Peter's heart. He was seeing some things come out of Peter. He was seeing some fruits that he didn't like. And so how would you go about it if you were Jesus and you wanted Peter to see this? If you were to talk to Peter about it, Peter would just defend himself and he would get all the more sure of himself, and all it would be is a debate and an argument of Jesus trying to tell Peter that there's something in his heart and Peter saying, no, there's not, I'm ready to die with you. And so it was a dead-end street to try to talk to Peter about it. So what Jesus did is he thought, well, okay, somehow Peter needs to know this, of what's really in his heart. And so I believe that's why Jesus asked for a sword, because you see, it was already in Peter's heart, and Jesus knew that. So he asked for a sword. He made sure that when Judas comes with his big army of Jews and Roman soldiers and everyone else, he wanted to make sure that there's a sword in Peter's hand. He wanted Peter to carry out and to put in action what was already in his heart. He wanted Peter to have a sword in his hand so that when he comes under pressure, that Peter will strike, because it was already in his heart. And so what I see here is a master and a shepherd who will not protect someone's hypocrisy. He will not help someone's hypocrisy. He will not help along to hide someone. And the other thing that I saw, you know, too many times I believe in our day and age, we feel like Peter has a good heart, but yet he has some, we might say he has some flat spots, and he has some areas where he can't quite control himself. And so when we come up to those pressure points, we would rather keep the sword out of Peter's hand, and we would try to calm Peter down. We would try to, you know, Peter, just, you know, don't, this is okay, this is going to work out, just calm yourself. And we would try to keep Peter from acting out there. But Jesus, that was not the way he did it. He rather actually helped Peter carry it out. Why? Well, because he wanted Peter to see himself, his own fruit out of his own heart, his own action. He wanted Peter to see that. And so that's the heart of our Lord and Master. And the other thing that I saw that just astounded me is Jesus was not afraid to have one of his main men go against one of his teachings in the sight of his enemies. In other words, here was showdown. Here's where Jesus wanted to prove that his gospel and his message can be passed on to regular, normal human beings. And here, when there was showdown, when his own enemies came, if Jesus would have been like most men, he would have wanted to put on a good show for his enemies. In other words, he was preaching not to strike for 3 years. And so, I mean, in one sense, wasn't it embarrassing for Jesus to have one of his best men strike and go against his teachings in right in front of all his enemies? But no, that was not Jesus. Jesus was not in that whole thing of putting on a good show and putting on a good front. He was mainly concerned about the hearts, the true condition of those that really wanted to follow him. He wanted them to be pure. He wanted those actions to come out. And it didn't matter if it was in the, if it was right in front of those that, those that scoffed and mocked him, it was fine. He didn't mind if his man lost it at a time like that. But what Jesus did then is, as soon as that happened, he got to hear, he put it back on, the person healed him, and then he turned to Peter, and he said, and he now had Peter's attention, and he now said, "Peter, put the sword away. Those that take up the sword will perish with the sword." Now Peter was humbled. Now Peter all of a sudden saw that he does not have the strength to even keep himself. He doesn't have the strength to keep himself from using that sword. And so now Peter saw himself, and actually, you know, within a few days there, he was repenting. And also, he also went through that denial thing. But I feel like it was just another one of those small things that Jesus wanted for Peter to do. And it was just such a refreshment to me to realize that we don't have to try to control people. All we have to do is get them to act out what's already in their heart. Because God, we're going to be judged with what's in our heart anyway. It's not on how we perform on the outside, but what's in our heart. And so if it's in our heart, we might as well act it out, because we're much more likely to repent. We're much more likely to be free from self-righteousness if we just act out what's already in our heart. Because then we can repent. Then we can really see ourselves and, go through that cleansing act of repentance. So I was just really blessed with that, and I would like to bless you and wish you God's richest blessings.